Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Adam Kingsley is always generous with his time. The new Giants coach joins us now. Kingers, thanks for your time.
No worries, Kane. Good.
Can I firstly ask you about James Hird and what your communication was with him and whether you did consider him in a role in your football department?
Oh, look, he's a really experienced guy, a great football person, but I had no communication with James once I had the job. I think he was probably prepared to move on and pursue other things. So, yeah. It wasn't something that I had the option of.
Was it difficult to appoint your football department? I'm talking, assistant coaches and the like, for the move to that area of the country, Kingers. Did you find that challenging to attract your assistants?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't. Obviously there were some people that I really wanted to target to bring with me, and some of them were able to come and some weren't. And that's just the reality of asking people and their families to move away from where they're from, Melbourne or Adelaide. So that was difficult in the short term. But I must say, the people that we have here and we're able to attract to the footy club, I've been just so impressed and so happy with what they've been able to do for us. I think if you look at our coaching group as a whole, you've got Brett Montgomery, been in the game for over 25 years as a player and coach. Craig Jennings is 20 years. Ben Hart's over 30 years. And Jeremy Laidler has been about 15 years. So there's a wealth of experience there that I've seen, certainly been leaning on in my short term in the job.
What have you found different about living in Sydney, Adam?
it's relatively similar to Melbourne, I must say, in terms of traffic, commute to the club and home. It's very humid. The conditions, the weather's very different up here.
Yep.
Feels subtropical in comparison to Melbourne. Clearly haven't gone through winter yet, so I'm interested to see how that pans out. But
that's the good bit.
I hope so, but the other side note is when it rains, it rains.
Mm.
And, we had a storm come through pre-Christmas where we had to get off the track. The rain was that heavy that we had to get off and just waited out for half an hour before we then got back out and finished training. It was absolutely incredible. Something I've never experienced before. So I think we'll have a few of those days based on what people tell me the rainfall is like, I think.
Yeah, one of the great myths about Sydney and Melbourne is the weather, and Sydney gets more rain than we get here, but they get it all in about 3 or 4 days, even though La Nina has changed things a little bit. It's just increased the weather, but certainly they get plenty of wet days, not as much drizzle as we get here in Melbourne. But what about just the vibe of Sydney and being an AFL club, which is a different scenario? It's not an AFL town.
No, it's not an AFL town. You flick the news on and you're probably lucky to hear a story about the AFL. Probably most nights you won't hear anything. I'm not sure what that's like inside a football season, but certainly this time of year it's predominantly rugby and other sports as opposed to AFL. So we're hoping to change that, and we know what we need to do. We've got to play an exciting brand and win games of footy, and that's why we're training this time of year.
Toby Green just looks like the captain to me, but I'm a completely removed outsider, Kingers. When will you make a call, and do you think you'll go with one instead of three?
I'm not sure. We'll run a player vote on that, a players and coaches vote, probably within the week, and then assess where the results come back. From that vote, we'll get either a captain or two captains. I can't see it being three, to be fair. I don't think we'll get a three-way split.
Mm.
But I'll be dictated based on the vote, to be quite frank. And the leadership group will come out of that vote as well. And typically, what I've done in the past is where it drops is basically where the group ends. And, we'll pour some time into that over the next week.
Adam, is it a complete democracy? Is the first year vote, first year player vote, equally weighted as the senior coach vote?
No, no, it's not. You know, as Jimmy used to say, he holds 20 votes in comparison to everyone. But my vote will stand at 1-1 with all the players on the list, with the exception of first year players. I think it's a little too early for them to be able to really assess. You know, they've only been training for a month and a half, so we won't ask those guys to vote. But anyone who's been here longer than the first year players will certainly have an equal vote.
Loved hearing that you are going to bring the Orange Tsunami back. Plenty of exciting footy. Wasn't as impressed hearing that you're going to play Himmelberg back in the forward line, given I reckon he's one of the great creative interceptors in defence. So you must be pretty happy with your stocks in defence if you're going to share his talents back in the forward line.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to be incredibly valuable wherever he plays. And I'm certainly not locked into just keeping him as a forward. I think he finishes his work up front incredibly well. You know, hopefully we can get the supply to him where he gets plenty of shots. And we know he's a beautiful kick, so if he gets shots on goal, that he'll typically convert them. But I am open to playing him back. You know, it's one of those positions or players when you're kind of sort of balancing up the team. Where does he fit best? Where's he going to have the maximum impact? And to be quite fair, I'm not 100% certain on where he'll play yet. You know, we need to let the preseason unfold, play some games, see if some emerging guys have come through and really taken a hold of spots, and then we'll sort of position our players accordingly.
There's an article in The Age today about St Kilda identifying their point of difference in the geographical area, King, is about attracting players similar to what Geelong have done. One of those mentioned was Finn Callaghan, who's out of contract, good young player, played a handful of games, early draft pick. Where's his contract status at, and how much does it worry you, the prospect of losing players such as him?
Look, he's out of contract. We're in negotiations at the moment. As I understand, and I'm not really concerned about losing Finn. I think Finn's the kind of guy that you'll build the footy club around. I think he's incredibly loyal, and that's certainly his intention, is to stay with us at this point in time. And you know, he's had a horrid run with injury. You know, obviously had foot surgery towards the middle or end of last year, and he's still recovering from that. He's joined in match practices that we've had the last two times and plan to up that again on Friday. So, and he's a beautiful mover. You know, I love watching him play, and I'm looking forward to him pulling on our jumper and having a terrific career. So I'm not all that concerned about losing Finn.
As a coach, some coaches have different strategies and thoughts on this. Do you know what the players are paid, and do you want to know, and are you involved in that?
No, I'm not involved, and I don't know what every player's paid. You know, really, that's Jason McCartney as the list manager to manage all that and make everyone fit. And I think he does a pretty good job at it, you know, given the difficulties that we face. Yeah, every season, to be fair, and the challenges that he has to overcome and manage. You know, not many in the comp have to perform their role like he does.
And I'm sympathetic of the cost of living up there. And you mentioned the assistant coaches. Same goes for that. But have you got a different view now, being coach of GWS than you did as an assistant in Melbourne, about the cost of it and what the AFL should do to give you some exemptions with your salary cap?
Yeah, I certainly do, mate. I think once you're up here and you're trying to move a family with three kids, wife's established in her career, so she now has to either try and find another job or transfer up. It is really difficult to particularly for the staff and the families, to move up. So, for instance, we'll have three coaches who have left their families behind in their home state. So they're up here by themselves. And so that's going to present its own challenges throughout the course of the year. But I'll have to manage whether that's a little bit of extra time off, whether that's staying behind after games away, so on and so forth. So it's a unique challenge that I think probably the Sydney and the Brisbane and possibly the Perth clubs, even though that's a bit more of a football state, you know, we all face it, and we've all got to overcome those challenges.
So what's going to be different about the Giants this year than the last couple?
Well, as you mentioned, the Orange Tsunami, I think that's a great starting point. I think we want to play with a bit more excitement, a bit more speed in the game. I think the attributes of our players certainly suit that game style. And the reality is, on the defensive side of the ball, we've got to ramp up our pressure.
Yep.
And I think ideally, what we'll see is the opposition are winning the ball, and we've got a bunch of orange jumpers flying in, high pressure, high octane type of defense, which is going to create better scoring opportunities for us. So, you know, that's probably the macro of the game plan, and now it's our responsibility to bring it to life.
We've all been in a situation as a young player where the photographer gets you in a position where perhaps you look back in 10 years and you go, oh, maybe I wouldn't have done that in hindsight. So young Jason Gilbey, he's got milk running down him left, right and centre. For those that aren't aware, is his young player that you've got. He loves his milk kingers. Can you give us an insight into his famous trait and what he's going to be like as a player?
Well, I don't understand his trait, to be quite fair. He's a little quirky, Jason. But I tell you, he's been terrific for the club. You know, he's one of those characters who walks into the room and sort of lights it up. So he's been really good for our group. As a player, he's kind of a wing half back, really, really good athlete. I think he might have won the 2K at the draft camp. He covers the ground really well. Nice skills, good size, can mark it. So, you know, he's a rookie, this player, from our zone. You know, get to work, see what happens, but he's certainly got some AFL traits that could stack up.
And Cadman's your number one pick. He's a great young kid, highly spirited, looks like a fantastic player to bring into your club. Is he going to play in the first year, and is he going to play in the first match?
Well, who would know would be the simple answer. I mean that's up to him and his pre-season form. I must say he's learning how to play as a key forward really well.
Yep.
You know, He grew maybe 5 or 6 inches in his last year, or second to last year of under-18s, and was a wingman, really.
Mm.
So he's only played as a key forward for really 12 months. So he's still learning the position, and as you know, those young talls play against men straight up. It's often quite difficult for them, but I would expect to see him play at some point throughout this year, whether that's round one or not, I'm not sure.
Yep.
He's competing against some reasonable key forwards in Jesse Hogan, Jake McCarty, and as you mentioned before, Harry. But you know, he's showing a lot of stuff. He's a terrific person, and he's a hard worker, and you know, good things tend to happen to those people.
And quickly, King, has you opted not to play a practice game in the first lot of practice games? Why was that?
Well, I just thought, you know, we haven't played. We're probably still learning the game. My preference was to get everyone a run in an intra club and combine it with our community camp down in Canberra. So I thought it was a great opportunity to sort of kill a few birds with one stone. And, you know, I felt like it was probably the best way that we could prepare to then the following week take on Gold Coast in a practice match down at Blacktown. So, you know, I think the Bulldogs were of a similar view, so it kind of didn't upset anything AFL-wise around the league. But, you know, it was certainly our preference.
Always appreciate your generosity with your time and your honesty tonight. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
No worries, guys. Thanks for that.
Adam Kingsley is the new coach of the Giants in round one. They take on the Adelaide Crows on Sunday, March the 19th at Giants Stadium. You are listening to Sports Day. Healthy summer salads, fruit cups, fresh sandwiches. Grab fresh fruit on the go at APCO. Aussie cricket great Mike Hussey. Looking forward to that. On the other side of this, and your calls as well. I can see you, Alan. I can see you, Justin. And Barry, we'll get to you after this short breather.